Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's round 10 on the Monday Waffle. My name is Joel Tarazis. It's a full house today, joined in the studio by Verity, Soph, Josh, and Birchie. G'day, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Joel.
Hi, team.
How was your weekend of waffle? Josh, we'll start with you. Seems like you're the only one not losing at laughing.
Yeah, I wish these guys would take it bloody seriously. But it was good. West Perth kicked away in the second half in their match against Subiaco with a huge win by 26 points. They actually lost their last three matches against Subiaco by large margins. And I think the last, also that included the grand final. So it's a huge confidence booster for West Perth, who now find themselves in the top five. Drew Rode was thrown as the ruckman for West Perth and worked hard for 14 touches, 7 tackles and 17 hitouts. And that was against Della Hunty, who has been really good lately. Max Duffy and Cody Manning kicked 2 goals each for West Perth, including 1 each off the ground in style in the third quarter as the Falcons took over. Matt Johnson also booted 2 for the day. Shane Nelson had another big game in the midfield with 35 possessions, and Rowan Kerr finished with 25 disposals and 2 goals. So West Perth's defence were really on show on the weekend.
Yeah, it was a brilliant win for them. Says a bit about Subi, how they might be joining back in the pack, not dominating like they used to. So yeah,
my boys were dominating. They just couldn't get up. I think the weather also probably played a little bit. Would have made it a little bit tough. But I just
all right,
calm down. But no, Subiaco, they did had won the last 3 games over West Perth. But yeah, West Perth were too strong, taking revenge for 77-51. But for Subi, they still played well. Liam Ryan kicked 2 goals, as did Carl Horsley, racking up 34 possessions. Wade Toomey, 22 possessions. Simon Moore, 20. And Greg Broughton, 20 possessions as well. As Josh said, Della Hunty in the ruck. He finished with 24 disposals, 6 marks and 40 hitouts. As I said previously, the weather would have made it hard. But I think, they just couldn't get up. I think, though, as you said, Joel, it kind of puts them back in, I guess, the scrum of with everyone else and, you know, makes them hungry for their next win.
And I think East Fremantle will be most happy about Subi's loss.
Shockers, brah.
Alrighty, so that was Subi West Perth. And Birchie, we'll go to the Swan Districts v South Freo game. South Freo at top of the ladder now. Standalone on top of the ladder, so that'd be a big win.
Yeah, we've moved clear on top with a strong second half. But yeah, as Sophie was saying, there were strong winds, especially in the first quarter, and slippery conditions. Johnson at one point kicked the ball as it was going for goal and then had to run forward and picked up his own ball. So they were really kicking against the wind and it wasn't good. Went goal for goal for much of the first half before South Fremantle kicked the first 5 goals of the third quarter and we just started to dominate. Blaine Johnson had 5 goals, great game. Ben Saunders booting 4, Hayden Schloyth 3, Ashton Hands had 43 possessions, Hockey 27, Schloyth 24. We did well.
Yeah, Birchie, your Bulldogs just too strong once again. Although I did message you, was it half time? And they were pretty close, neck and neck.
It was a bit scary.
A little bit scary for you, but as predicted, you know, your boys did come out on top. Swan Districts, what can I say? Matthew Rogers, he kicked 3 goals with Adam Faulkner compiling 36 possessions, Matt Riggio, 21, and Matthew Jukes, 21 as well. Yeah, look, Swanee Districts,
They just couldn't keep up in the end.
And, yeah, look, I want them to step up along with Perth. I'm an underdog girl and I want them to, you know.
Yep.
It wasn't going to happen with South Freo, I get that, but I'll be looking forward to the Swan Districts Perth match next time that comes around.
Yeah, no, it was a good win for South Freo. Moving on to the Mini Waffle Derby, the AFL Alignment Clubs, Peel and East Perth went head-to-head in, well, as everyone said, what could only be described as the craziest weather we've seen. This game, I'm not quite sure if you guys saw it, they're actually going to call it off halfway through the third quarter because the weather and the hail just got too much, so all the umpires came together. They stood around for a couple of minutes deliberating what they were going to do, but the game went on. Peel Thunder won by 14 points. It was very low scoring, obviously, in the conditions. Very hard for both teams to get on the board.
Yeah, difficult to kick in those conditions.
It was crazy, crazy heavy rain in that massive storm. And there was only one really massive story to come out of the game, guys, and it was Michael Barlow. Listen to this game. He had 44 disposals, 13 tackles, and kicked 3 goals. He was incredible. And that's made even more incredible by the fact that the next highest possession getter on the ground got 29 disposals.
So he doubled it.
He's got to get a call up from Freo this week.
He was absolutely everywhere. And I'm not sure if you saw this either, but the thing that stood out for me the most was after the game, he brought all those youngsters from Peel in and gave them a massive talking to and said, guys, this is what you have to do to win games of footy. Took it on board to be the leader in the game. And he might not be doing it at the Dockers next year, but someone like GWS would very much value from his experience and his leadership next year. So yeah, he should get a call up to the Dockers, but yeah, Ross Lyon's not playing him, unfortunately. Tendai Mazungu was brilliant all over the ground. He had 29 disposals as well, and he had this to say after the game.
It was a beautiful day. Yeah, it's trying conditions, but full credit, we came in with a really strong plan to compete. We knew it was going to be a tough day, and as we're getting blown away, yeah, it was really, really proud of the boys' efforts. They came late at East Perth, but to hold on was really pleasing. Oh, it's important. It's a young group. There's a lot of young guys out here, so it's important for us coming back to lead really well. And yeah, Mickey and Cam, I thought, did really well today.
Youngsters Brady Gray and Jack Hanneth were also good. They kicked a goal each. For East Perth, didn't have many strong performers. Tom Barras was good in defence. He had 22 disposals and took 8 marks in that weather, which is quite incredible just to take more than one mark. Mitchell Fraser, Callum Hart and Nathan Blee were also very good. The good thing for East Perth is that there weren't many Eagles that were standouts. So those youngsters for East Perth in their squad are really coming through. Verity, you were at the East Freo Claremont game. Your boys had a win. What do you reckon of
Indeed,
the game?
Indeed, they did. Look, it was a close game. But look, me Sharkers, bro. They come out with a win once again.
Verity filed this report. Let's have a listen.
Come rain, hail and a little bit of shine, the Claremont and East Fremantle match at the showground on Saturday proved to be an absolute nail-biter. Claremont had been one of the standout teams in the competition in terms of accuracy this season, and that was evident on Saturday. The beginning of the game saw the Tigers chomping on the Sharks' heels, kicking goals, while the Sharks were racking up behinds. But the mighty East Freo team just had too many weapons. The win is their fourth straight, and the Claremont's loss was its fifth in succession. George Hampson was outstanding for the East Fremantle side, finishing up with 31 possessions, 11 marks and 2 goals. This is what he had to say after the game.
George, 2 goals today. You're all over the place. Absolute standout for your team. How do you feel of your efforts from yourself and your team today, considering the weather as well?
Well, I think most importantly, it was a team effort. And, you know, Claremont have beaten us a couple of times this year and the scratchy earlier in the year and then earlier in the season in round 5 or 6. So it was important for us to come here today, and, you know, the weather wasn't, you know, very appealing, but just to knuckle down and work hard and work for each other, and we got the 4 points. So, you know, it was a bit worrying at the end there, you know, with a few minutes to go. So, yeah.
Just lastly, you're feeling confident going into versing the Swans. Oh, sorry, no, that Claremont versus Swans next week. But have we got a bye next week, or
we've got a block of two more games. We've got South Freo, and then
well, that'll be a tight.
Yeah, no. So we've got 2 tight games. I think it's South Freo and Swans maybe the next 2 weeks. So yeah, look, and then we've got a break. We had 7 or 8 games straight. So yeah, it's just managing the bodies and
recovery
and this
well.
Yeah, recovering right, and then just taking it a couple of weeks at a time, not looking too far ahead.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's good.
Awesome. Thanks so much for chatting to me. Appreciate it.
Liam Anthony racked up 33 disposals for the Sharks, along with captain Jamie McNamara, who had 23. Jaden Schofield had 22. Brock O'Brien again with 22. Dion Anthony had 22, and Sean Henson had 19. Standouts for Claremont, Darcy Cameron, the absolute beast. He kicked 2 goals for Claremont from 17 possessions, 8 marks and 17 hitouts despite the rainy, wet, hailing conditions. And Kai Fayu for Claremont, he returned to the team after a week of reserves and he ended up having 29 possessions for the Tigers. He was a very strong defence for them. But in the end, Sharkers brah, they held on for a 5-point win. Definitely could have blown out to more if they had capitalised on their scoring opportunities. This is what Coach Rob Wiley had to say.
Very proud day. It was just hard all day, and you know, it's a credit. We probably didn't get the results on the board for our hard effort, but we got lots of points. But in the end, I mean, Claremont came at us pretty hard, and we've lost two close games previously to Peel and South, so it was really nice for their confidence that we're able to hang on.
Wonderful. And heading into versus Souths next week again, Peel. But if we're feeling confident in that match next week?
Yeah, well, they obviously had a pretty good game today, and we lost to them in a close game before. So, you know, we'll just have a good look at today and see where we can get better, and then, you know, train accordingly. But we know that, you know, it's a very even competition, and you have to be playing well.
All right, I'm out of here before I get pneumonia. Oh, shit, that's some strong wind coming. Bye, guys!
Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Scametti.
Dennis Scametti.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle. Monday Waffle.
We're now joined by Michael Genovese. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Guys, thanks for having me back on the Monday Waffle. It's been a while.
Yeah, thanks for returning. So, Michael, what have you learnt this week?
Well, it was a pretty big weekend of footy, as always. I think the weather was probably the biggest opponent for all the sides this week, and it was just a shocking day for footy on Saturday. But well done to all the guys who got out there and played. And I guess the takeaway message, I know South Fremantle have been good since round one. They've only dropped one game. But to me, to kick 125 points in those sorts of conditions really just showed that they really are the real deal. So that's definitely something that I've learned. They kick 19 goals, and they've just got the depth this year, which is why I think they can go all the way. They've got Ben Saunders as the focal point there. He bagged another four, but then they've got this running brigade, guys like Sloyth and Marlon Pickett and Tim Kelly, guys like that, who really just rebound off a half back and just grind it through the middle and then funnel it into Saunders. I mean, Sloyth himself, I think, had 27 disposals and three goals and a handful of tackles as well. So when you've got players like that just putting on those sorts of pressure, that's why they've been able to go through and just drop the one game. I'm pretty sure that game was against Subiaco too. I'll just mention that.
Yeah, and Michael, your old boy Subi had the second loss for the season. I guess, does that say more about West Perth or Subi, that performance? What do you reckon?
Oh, it's a tough one. I mean, West Perth, well, in perfect conditions, you'd like to think that Subiaco would be able to run all over them. But, I mean, Billy Monaghan must have just woken up and licked his lips with the weather that he was that was dished up on Saturday. So it really grinded things out. It turned it into a more contested. But I know Jared Schofield and those inside midfielders at Subiaco really pride themselves on that as well. So they'll be hurting after that. Look, I don't think it's panic stations, but with a coach like Schofield, as hard as he is, I'm sure they've already done a pretty comprehensive review of the game, and they know where they went wrong, and they'll try and rectify that this weekend. You can't. It's been a very long time since I've lost two in a row, so I'd be very surprised to see if it happened. But now they'll be fired up. But yeah, just a blip in the radar. I think that's their third loss now, so it's probably the one that hurts the most. I think they lost earlier in the year to East Frio. I think that might be their second loss then, and then now this one will probably hurt the most, I'd say.
Michael, do you think that the win kind of gives West Perth a bit of boost and a bit of momentum for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I can't see why not. But for them, it's just about, like, they've dropped off. They really have. And I can't put my finger on exactly why that is, but they've definitely dropped back to the pack. But yeah, I mean, it's a pretty big rivalry, those two, given the grand final that they played in, and there's been a few off-field issues between Subiaco and West Perth over the last couple of years. So there's always it's always heated, and they used to share the oval. So there is that sort of derby-type atmosphere when those two teams clash against each other. So yeah, I mean, West Perth will take a lift out of that, no doubt.
And Michael, you used to be a Waffle player, is that right?
Ah, you've done your research. You would have dug pretty hard to find that out. I had a go at it for a while. It wasn't great, but I managed to scrape out a handful of games. Four Waffle games. Four of the best Waffle games you'll see. So there you go.
There you go.
Well, four's better than none, so I think that.
You get back in there, Michael.
That was a long time ago now. I'd rather just be the bloke who talks about it to you guys. That'll do me, I think.
Alrighty, Michael, thanks so much for joining us. I might talk to you a few more times throughout the season.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips.
Let's get down to business.
So it's another week, and that means another round of Birchie's tipping. What have you got for us, Birchie?
Well, Josh, another week and another loss for you. You just lying at the bottom on 14 points. How embarrassing.
Yeah, I had to take some flyers this week. I went with the away teams for every single team and and also forgot to put in my tips. So
yeah, that's never helpful. Well, look, Verity and Joel did the best this week with 3. I found it a little difficult. Me and Soph got 2 and Kelly got 1. So Verity, you're now 2nd. You're above Joel and you're breathing down my neck.
You beauty. Although I will admit there was the upset of the West Perth and Subi game.
What a surprise. Didn't see that coming. What about you, Soph? Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Didn't pick it. A bit disappointing, but that's okay.
And yeah, we've got a punishment with Josh coming up. So stay tuned on our Facebook page.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
Verity, let's have a look at the ladder.
Looking at the ladder, we've got Birchie's Bulldogs at number 1. We've got Clappin's Lions in there at number 2. My Sharkers Bra at number 3. Peel Thunder in 4th. West Perth are in 5th. And looking at the bottom of the ladder, East Perth are 6th. Claremont 7, followed by Perth and Swanee Districts.
So what's happening next week with the games? Who's playing?
So next week's games, round 11, we've got East Frio versus Peel Thunder at Adams Stadium. We've got Perth versus West Perth at Lathlane Park. We have Claremont versus Swanee Districts at Showgrounds. And Subiaco are up against East Perth at Medibank Stadium.
Who's got the bye?
Whoever was left over. So South Frio have a bye.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
See you guys. Have a good one.
That's all we've got for the Monday Waffle this week, guys. Tune in next week for all your waffle news and reviews. And I'm guessing at some stage this week there'll be a Josh punishment from his tipping, which I unfortunately missed the banter from earlier. I wasn't in yet, but
yeah, it was something great. It was good banter.
Can someone explain to me what's going on?
You'll see, Joel. Along with the rest of the waffling
with
world.
Breath.
Stay tuned on Facebook, Twitter. Have a great week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.